The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar, The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this lie they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And DNA.
Look at these bookmarks, they found it.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put some of that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you gotta be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm gonna help you with this. We're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Huh? What?
I'm gonna borrow your pad. I'm gonna check out the rest of these.
Oh, pads.
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute. Wait.
To the bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra. We are here once again with the Total Divas Recap. The season has ended and we are bringing you episode 9, the Total Divas Reunion Show, where we're going to get all the dish about what happened behind the scenes on the show. So stay tuned for right after the break, where we bring you all the gossip, the news, and the dirt coming from the Total Divas themselves. Looking for all the latest insight into pro wrestling?
Mo.
Looking for interesting discussions about both WWE?
Mo.
And TNA?
Mo.
Then check out The Rack.
Mo.
Wait, who's saying that?
Molly, 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 molly.
Rock.
What?
Is that you?
It's what me?
The one saying Mo.
That's not me.
You sure?
Yeah, sure.
Fine.
Mo.
Rock, that time it was you.
Wait, what? No, it wasn't. I didn't say that you were the mole.
Sure, whatever you say.
But, you know, if someone were to be the mole, it kind of would be you.
Wait, what? I'm not the mole. You're the mole.
No. You are the mole.
I'm not the mole. You're the mole.
No, I'm not the mole. You are the mole.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Fine. Anyway. For all the latest news and discussion, check us out on The Rack Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And find out exactly why Rock is the mole.
I'm not the mole.
Liar.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years... Finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
Oh, my God! Don't do this, bro!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various coworkers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
I'm Santi Di Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the times!
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Total Divas episode. Here they are. They're back. We are going to get all the information, the dirt about Total Divas. Will there be fisticuffs? Oh, we have an Uso. We have an Uso.
Yeah, there's an Uso. Never be so foreseen footage from next season, apparently, and some drama.
Oh, we get a Cena. Uh-oh. And Renee Young brings up the P-word.
And a surprise guest.
Ooh.
That's going to shake things up, apparently.
Ooh, I like Renee's dress. It's pretty.
Lots to get into. And there's Natty, the newly married Natty. There's Nikki. Funkadactyl.
That's a nice set, by the way.
It's a nice little set they made up. And there they are. They introduce all the Total Divas.
And you know they're all sitting there going, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to stir the pot.
Oh, dear. But before we stir the pot, we're getting Eve Marie and JoJo, and well, what's happened since the breakup, as it were?
We're going to recap of what happened last time around, where they sort of broke up as BFFs. You have JoJo, you know, the situation where JoJo's like, you have to pick up my way and all that fun stuff we talked about last time around. And now we're going to get the update on how things are between the two. Renee Young.
Ooh! Ooh!
She just called her a kid. Eva Marie doesn't want to be JoJo's mom. She asks, what irks her, and, you know. Eva Marie, she's running down the list of things they do, and how she has to handle all of it, and she has to take care of a child. And Nikki with a great look and reaction. Ooh. And Nikki's just soaking up all the drama.
Yeah, pretty much Nikki's loving it because she wants them to rip each other apart because, well, they're, you know, they're fighting for one spot, and if they rip each other apart, well, that's less competition for the rest of the girls.
Right. Oh, she takes a shot at Bree. Ooh, Bree said if they weren't related, they wouldn't even be friends.
Ooh!
Nikki says she'll be too busy hugging trees.
And Renee's like, awkward!
Uh-huh. And now we transition to the newly married Natalia. She shows off her ring.
And it's a nice ring. TJ did good.
TJ did a nice job. She talks all about how things didn't go exactly as planned for the wedding. Renee brings up Jared, and then Natalia wants to talk about the dress.
And Renee continues to stir the pot with about Jarrett.
Mm-hmm. Natalia says they used to wrestle together. Ooh. JoJo. JoJo's now stirring up the pot. The little 19-year-old. She's asking, you know, isn't that how you and TJ got together? About, you know, the physical connection about wrestling?
Ouch!
And then he's talking about how TJ was focused on coming back from his knee injury. And she's talking about how she has needs. And now we get a recap of what happened with Jared and Natty when he basically put himself all on the line.
And now Bree's talking about, you know, ups and downs in relationships and...
She talks about how, you know, there's always ups and downs in relationships, which is true.
And all the divas are basically like, you did wrong, Natty. You did wrong. It's a bad Natty.
Pretty much, yeah.
And here comes TJ. Oh, dear. And TJ takes a shot at Jared.
Takes a shot saying Jared can't wrestle.
Oh, TJ. Oh, somebody's not happy.
Mm-hmm. Taking a shot at Jared. Renee's asking, was there a time that he thought about calling off the wedding?
Yeah, basically it's...
Now we're going back over the argument, you know, the erupted between the two about, you know, spending her birthday with the family and that whole sort of thing up in Calgary, you know.
And now we're going to talk about Ariane's fiasco with the hospital and the lady problems.
Yeah, lady problems. She's dealing with issues with her womanly functions.
Basically, the problems that she has basically may render her from being able to have children naturally.
Right. Now they're bringing up Vinny, and Renee asks why, you know, decided to, you know, get back together with him, and then she's talking about how supportive he is and stuff like that. And now we're getting a recap of the wardrobe malfunction where they got where her cookie is hanging out.
And we get Miss Sandra, who is the fiercest person on the show. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Oh, and now we got Trinity and Arion going on. And Nikki's just eating this shit up.
Girl, bye. Now they're talking about how the new gear's been the bomb.com.
We get Sandra! Miss Sandra! She's coming on! Yes!
what does she have to say? Sandra says you shouldn't show everything all the time, you know. And now Renee asks, who's worse at showing up all her stuff? And everyone points to, Nikki.
Well, all we saw for the entire season was Nikki's boobs. This is like the first time I think they've been covered the entire season.
Oh, so when she put in the implant, when the doctor put in the implants, they put in a brain. Ooh.
Oh my.
Oh, look, it's Nurse Nikki.
And Joe's like, wait a minute! Wait a minute! Things that are not good for John Cena's image. This! This right here! Basically, John with Nurse Nikki in bed, and the fangirls just exploded.
Yeah, they did, because, because Nikki's the person you want as your, doctor?
Nurse.
Same thing. So, yeah, that was an interesting first little bit. That's Kelly. Okay. Anyway. That was an interesting first little bit.
Definitely some stuff, and now we're back after a very scary Joan Rivers appearance.
Mm-hmm. And what we learned, basically, is Nikki loves drama.
That's a big armchair, or it's a settee. I can't tell which.
Looks like a big chair.
I think it's a big chair. I think it's a big armchair. They should have had Miss Sandra come up on stage, man!
Well, they got so many people up there, so, they can't fit them all.
Yeah, but Miss Sandra's awesome!
And now we're talking about Brie Mode. From Las Vegas, where she got drunk.
It's all good.
Apparently Brie Mode was trending on Twitter. Everyone loves Brie Mode except for Daniel Bryan.
Well, he's kind of justified.
Apparently there's some issues between now that he's won the title. We have Brie complaining that how she used to be the top priority, and well, now she's kind of not his top priority at the moment. Oh, and TJ's eating it up.
Basically, it's, when they started dating, it was 3 years ago, so Brian wasn't as high up as he was, and now, he has responsibilities, he has priorities, he's going after a title.
Nikki breaks it down easily. You're not getting laid enough.
Yes, because everything revolves around sex.
Mm-hmm. And now they're talking about how she loves the beard. Brie Bella loves hair. Trinity loves the beard, too.
There's nothing wrong with the beard if you would trim it just a little bit.
And now we're getting a little look into the life of Trinity with the Uso.
By the way, how many WWE employees do you think are in the audience?
Not many. They did a casting call. Not a casting call. They were opening up free tickets for it. And here's the Uso, John Uso. P- apparently Trinity is a lot more goofier than the Uso. Oh.
And Dirty. Now he's embarrassed because she's explaining the pet name.
I thought it was Dirty, and apparently it's Journey.
They used to call each other peanut butter and jelly, and then, well, one day she's like Journey, and apparently he hates it.
Mm-hmm. He says 10 years from now, he'll be stupid. Oh, no.
And now he's mocking Nikki on the crutches.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he needs his own damn show. He's awesome.
He is awesome. He is totally mocking Nikki with how she wiggles her ass when she walks with the crutches. A little bit of recap from the housewarming party, where Trinity
basically
stole the show.
Yeah. And I want the outtakes from this, because, yeah, it's probably awesome. And now here comes Nikki's man, here comes John Cena.
What we should just point out is, you know, when she was doing the booty dance, you know, Renee Young was like, you know, wondering how she did it, and, you know, Uso was saying, you know, I should go to the ATL strip club. And then he had a backtrap and said, oh, I've never been there. Never been there.
Yeah. Never been there. And, well, you know, basically also when Cena came out, he didn't kiss her on the lips. He kissed her on the cheek.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's John Cena with actual hair. He's letting it grow out. Oh, John.
Apparently the move-in is interesting.
Cena says he's truly in love with Nikki. Oh.
And, well, somebody... Basically, the proposal question was asked, is he going to propose to Nikki? And John said, no, definitively, no.
Nikki believes they're soulmates, and they've had 3 arguments, and, yeah.
It's kind of interesting. He doesn't look 100% comfortable.
He doesn't look comfortable in this environment. But if you think about it, this is 2 weeks after he's been injured. So he's not the most, you know, happy person at the moment.
Well, he's not the most happy person, granted, but he also doesn't look 100% comfortable appearing with her in public.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, you know, outside the show, this is like the first acknowledgement of the relationship.
Right, and now John Cena's apologizing for taking Nikki to Boston to meet her family and miss the wedding. And now he's commending all the divas for putting their lives out there in front of the camera. And how much courage it takes to put it all out there on the line in front of everyone.
Right.
And how these little ladies are the first ones to ever break that wall down and put it out there for people. And that's true. They are the first.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first real in-depth look inside the WWE that we've ever gotten.
Right.
And now we get the special guest. Uh-oh.
Who's
it
gonna be?
Oh, God, Jared.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Somebody's about to get up and somebody's Kool-Aid. And Natty and TJ do not look happy.
There's the overdramatic music. Yeah. Not happy. Yeah, John doesn't look comfortable in public with the relationship, but John Cena is not a public person, if you think about it. With all the things he does, he tries to keep everything private, no matter what he does.
Oh, agreed. Completely agreed. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's just kind of interesting how very uncomfortable he is in front of the camera like that.
And he was very serious. He tried to be fun and lighthearted, but it was serious, John Cena.
Yes.
And we're back from the quick little break.
Ooh. Ooh. Basically, TJ did not get to confront Jarrett about the situation at the wedding, and well, now he's going to get to get to confront him, and Miss Sandra is booing Jarrett.
The entire crowd is booing Jarrett. Yeah.
And basically now Jarrett is explaining, you know, yes, he has feelings for Natty, but he's accepted it, and, you know, that she's with TJ.
He had no intentions of stealing her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
TJ mocking Jarrett. Total class. Renee Stern.
God, Nikki! Jeez!
Nikki asked, did you touch the boobs?
And Nikki's like, you know, you want to get naked with Natty. Now Jared's basically saying, you know, she's intelligent, she's beautiful, he's attracted to her. TJ's ready to, you know, like, take him out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, Trin. Basically, things get heated and Trin, you know, is like, who wouldn't want to bang Natty?
I know, right? Trinity just puts it out there. Who wouldn't want to bang Natty? And they, you know, high-five about it.
Well, you know, to be fair, Natty is, I think, this network's favorite diva.
Mm-hmm. Natty's all totally embarrassed, and the Bellas are eating it up.
And Eve Marie's just watching this going down, like, who's gonna go? Is there gonna be a fight?
He still doesn't believe that Natty's the one. TJ's the one for Natty. And Natty and Jarrett still talk. More drama to come. God, can we show another commercial for the fashion, please? Because I totally need to see more of Joan Rivers and Kelly Osbourne with that purple hair. It's just tremendous.
Hey, don't mock Kelly Osbourne's purple hair. It's kind of awesome.
I don't think it is.
Oh, so you're the fashion police now?
Yes. For this moment, I am the fashion police. That hair looks ridiculous.
And now we get a update. Oh! Things are about to get dirty.
Well, it is Total Diva, so it should get dirty. We see clips from what's been taped recently. Natty versus Eva Marie.
The surgery.
How the Funkadactyls are looking to, you know, take out the entire roster.
Oh, basically, it looks like Eve Marie's going to start causing some trouble.
We see John being injured, going for surgery, Daniel Bryan winning the title.
And I like how TJ's the only guy that stayed out there. Like, John Uso bailed, John Cena bailed. But yeah, so it looks like the second half of the season's gonna be messy.
Yeah, it looks like it. We're gonna see lots and lots and lots of drama coming up.
Well, it's a reality show, so I would hope so.
You would hope so, because that's what makes the show entertaining. And so that basically does it for the first half of the season of the Rack Extra Total Divas, Lindsay.
It is. So, if you have any suggestions, if you want us to recap anything else, send your suggestions to media@wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet them to us at Lens Ward, at Wild Talk Radio, or go to facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Or you can do facebook.com/WTR on the Rack. As well, contact at rackradioshow.com. There's many, many ways to get a hold of us. And send us your suggestions, and we'll review anything you want. Because, you know, we can do matches, we can do television shows. Whatever you want, we can do for you.
Exactly. So send us those suggestions, those ideas, whatever you want. We're definitely open to hearing them. And if, well, we don't get any, then you'll just have to wait for more Rack Extra when Total Divas returns in the fall. I know I'm excited. Are you?
I'm totally excited. And guess what? We don't have to wait. We can just pick out random crap we want to talk about.
We can. And stay tuned because, well, some of our favorite shows are coming back. This week is debut week. So, well, we'll just have to see what we recap and what we don't. Once upon a time, anyone?
You just never know.
You just never know. So for Rock, I'm going to wrap this up and tune into the Rack every Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com and, of course, rackradioshow.com.